Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I'm going to be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking about the external review process that Haywood County Schools uses with our special guest on the program, Dr. Nolte, our associate superintendent. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Glad to be on and recording the podcast with you this morning.
So Dr. Nolte, while this process may not be completely unique to Haywood County Schools, this is not something mandatory that we're required to do, but it's something that we have over time just chosen to do and to modify a little bit over time to make it fit our needs. But we're going to be talking today about this external review process. So I just want to begin by giving you a chance to explain exactly what that term means. What is an external review process?
Well, and you know me, I'd be too long-winded, but 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I traveled to Charlotte for an accreditation visit for that school system, and I think Trevor Putnam, who's now the principal at Waynesville Middle, was on that team also. And, you know, we've done accreditation stuff through the years. A lot of us have been on those trips, you know, you included, but we've helped assess other school systems, and certainly people have come here, and we got the idea that we need to do many versions of really critically analyzing what we do, not to fuss at people, but to get better. And so we came up with this idea, and we've been doing it six or seven years now, of going to every school every semester and doing some kind of specific interaction with the school around helping the school get better. And all of our schools are good, strong academic schools, outperform most people in the state, but that's what we've done. And we've done everything. We've talked to them about data to literally walk through classrooms and collect data. And this fall, we did a walkthrough. So that's the general answer.
So you mentioned that this fall we did a walkthrough. What specifically were we looking for this year as we went to these schools and did this external review?
Well, we're really fortunate in Haywood County Schools that we've gotten a lot better in the last decade, and so we're past a lot of the little things like, you know, what does your lesson plan look like, and are you teaching the curriculum standards? Our folks plan, and they teach the standards. They really do. We have figured that out. So this year we were really looking at depth of instruction, specifically how students were engaged, not if they were engaged, but how they were engaged, and what was the level of rigor in the classroom. Was it very simple, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, which we want students to understand, or was it much more complicated and helping students understand why different things add up to 4, not just the symbols, but what it all means. And so we look basically at 3 things. How were students engaged? The second one was how was instruction designed, the instruction that we saw that would make it deeper or more rigorous instruction. And then the third thing was what was the environment like in the classroom that would support engagement and rigor? You know, how were the students sitting? How much were they talking to each other? Was the room sort of bland, or did it have a lot of resources in it? Was the teacher using technology, or was the students, or were the students using technology, which is much more rigorous if the student's actually using it rather than the teacher just standing there by the whiteboard? So those were the areas that we looked for.
And just as an aside, as we look at that, one of the things we talked about when we looked at the environment was the fact that I was in one of those conversations and we were talking about the fact that we noticed some of these classrooms, the students were in the dark. And we realized from that we had some projectors that probably needed to be replaced because that was the reason they were turning the lights out.
Yeah, the bulb wasn't bright enough. Work on that too.
So we had something to work on, but it had nothing to do with necessarily the instruction of the class, just that, hey, we've got some things we need to fix to make this room a better environment.
Well, and I'm glad you said that. A lot of people may not think about the fact a lot of stuff has to come together for it to be good. Mm-hmm. It's not just this book that we're using or that teacher or that kid. A lot of things have to come together. And the environment is, you know, how easy is it for kids to get to technology and use it and talk to each other? But a lot of it too is the room too hot? Is it too cold? How's the projector working? Is there a whiteboard? All that kind of stuff.
So that leads us into our next question. Dr. Nutty, what did we find this year when we went around and looked at these classrooms?
Well, we found some really good stuff. It was really cool. First of all, just from a sort of a baseline standpoint, we conducted 313 walkthroughs in 15 schools over a period of 2 or 3 weeks. And a walkthrough is if you and I go into a room, that's two walkthroughs because both of us are seeing that room through our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If just I go in that room, that's one walkthrough. So, that's the number of sets of eyes that we had on classrooms from pre-K to the early college. And that ranged from, 7 or 8 walkthroughs at a really small school like Central Haywood or the early college to over 30 walkthroughs for larger, mm-hmm. a middle school or a high school. So we did that. The thing that was just really made you feel good was the fact that there was a high level of student engagement, not 100%, but a lot of students were engaged. They weren't just sitting there listening to someone talk and filling out a worksheet, even though we did see a little bit of that. Most of that has faded away. We did not see a single classroom where the teacher was not attempting to teach the state-required standard, the math standard or the reading standard or the history standard or whatever it was. So that was all very, very encouraging. And we saw examples of excellence in every school and in every subject. Now, did we see it in every class in every school? No, we're not there yet. And did we see it in every subject in every school? No, we're not there yet. But it was really, really encouraging. What we do is a plus delta. We just do lists for the schools, and we give it to them in writing, and we give it to the principal, and they can share it with teachers or not, or bits and pieces of it. Because the goal here is not a teacher observation. We don't give the principal's teachers names or anything. The most we might do is say in sixth grade where they would have several classes or in biology or in, we might describe the setting, but we would never talk about a specific teacher. But we give them a list of pluses, things that are just really amazing and could serve as models for other people. That was the level of student engagement. That was really efficient use of time. People who would go to class for 10 minutes and then have to go to the cafeteria, and then the class would come back to that class after they had lunch. People using that 10 minutes really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give them a list of deltas, things that don't look like they're very rigorous or engaging. They may be, just because we weren't there the day before and saw the lead into it or what's going to happen later, but things that either aren't very engaging or rigorous or didn't look very engaging. And we say right up front to our schools, this is just what we saw at that moment in time. If it really doesn't apply, don't worry about it. But if it's something that helps you all get together and talk about, oh, why did they see that in that room when we know most of the time it doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can, at their site, work to get better. But we give a list, like I said, to every school, and some of the things we suggest need to be ignored by the schools because they're just not relevant. It was a funny day where they were having a pep rally or a party or an unusual testing schedule or something. And some of the stuff they can actually take and use to get better. So that's what we found this year.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I will tell you that having watched us go through this for several years, this is a really important piece of the puzzle when it comes to our overall success as a district.
Yeah, and we're running short on time, but I think it's one of the three things we do from the district to help us get better. One is our 2-year plan that we do every year,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come on and talk about that in about 6 months because a new one's coming up. The other other thing that we do is our very comprehensive, high-quality professional development that we usually do in October,
mm-hmm.
and then these external reviews. And they're not all classroom observations. Some of them are just meetings with the school improvement team. Those three things make a difference.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being on our show today and sharing with us about the external review visits. Listeners, thank you for being with us as well. Have a safe and great day.